You are those that have this true hope, those that have been caused to see his face. Peter wrote about that, saying, whom have you not seen yet? Believe. I've never seen the face of Christ in any physical sense. You know what? I don't want to. The view of Christ that any that are the Lord's today have is that of which is revealed here in this word. Peter spoke of that. He said, I heard the voice on that mount. But we do well to give heed to a more certain word of prophecy. What was he talking about? This written word. It's not a temporal passing of a voice, but it's this word that's been preserved all the way to today. And if God, by his Spirit, has opened your heart and mine, there's one face we see. I think about the blind men that the Lord healed. When he healed them, what was the first face they saw? It was of the Savior. And to know he's yet alive. See, this truth of the gospel that we've been caused to believe, it's not just believing some doctrine. It's believing him of whom the doctrine speaks.
1 Timothy 3:16. This is the translation according to the Textus Receptus, the received text. Without controversy, great is the mystery of God was manifest in the flesh. If you go and take an NIV or a New American Standard or one of these other versions and look at it, they take the word God out. He is the way they translate, was manifested in the flesh. And some people say, well, it's saying the same thing. No, it isn't. Because he leaves it open to interpretation. You could say an angel was manifested in the flesh and justified in the spirit and seen of angels. Even there, that fits. You know, here was this angel that was glorified by the other angels, preached unto Gentiles, believed on in the world and received up into glory. Another classic one is over in 1 John chapter 5 in verse 7. If you read some of these modern texts, this is completely synthesized down to verse 8. You might as well say it's taken out where it says, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. That's a pretty strong statement, but in those other versions, you won't find it. I was preaching one time and came to that, and someone came up afterward and said, where were you preaching from? And I looked at their Bible, and they had one of these versions that had completely taken it out. So, you know, there's a reason why there's a carefulness that we have, even with regard to versions, even with regard to the person and work of Christ, and we need to be discerning.
Something to think about, the death of the Lord Jesus Christ and what that meant to God. This is God's Son. And now we come along just like kids playing in a room, acting like no big deal. But here, it says in verse 2, there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them. Can't imagine even what how to visualize that. Normally the fire would fall upon the offering, and that was the sign of blessing and substitution. But here, the fire of his wrath fell upon them. So again, in Scripture, a clear distinction, even with regard to the death of Christ. Why are any of us spared except that Christ has paid the debt? So you don't think that sacrifice is vital, and how God sets it forth in Scripture, how he can be just and justify. And you can just make a theological argument about it and kind of throw out your opinions and ideas. Well, I think this and I think that. No. The truth is, if Christ has not borne that sin debt on behalf of the sinner, then that sinner will bear the wrath of God, just as we see here. And I don't care if they are dressed in priestly robes, like Aaron's stuff. I don't care if they're related to him. That's what God is showing here. Why would it be any different for anybody? As John said, it's not by flesh or blood or the will of man, but God. That's how mercy is shown, as he's purposed to do it. Then verse 3, Moses said unto Aaron, this is that that the Lord spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me. I'll be sanctified. Isn't that how the Lord taught his disciples to pray? Our Father, which are in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That word, sanctified be thy name. How's God sanctified except for in his holiness and his justice? We dare not give any false hope to anyone whom the Lord himself has not declared to be his. But I'll tell you, people get emotional right around time of death. I've had people call me at the last minute, want to go up to the hospital. Can't you do something? Can't you pray for them? I'll tell you, men will die as they lived, unless the Lord himself has been merciful and gracious toward them, and Christ has paid their sin debt.